May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 740. Lord, when I hear thy children talk, and I believe 'tis often true, how with delight thy ways they walk, and gladly thy commandments do. In my own breast I look and read accounts so very different there, that had I not thy blood to plead, each sight would sink me to despair. Hymn 740.
reading together from the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 6, reading down to verse 23. Prophecy of Daniel, chapter 6, reading down to verse 23. Please, Darius, to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. And this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and said unto him, King Darius, "Live for ever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors, the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute, to make a firm decree, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, and sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. "Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. And these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed." And the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. The king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. The king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live for ever. My God hath sent his angel, hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us, and help us to seek him in prayer. O Lord, our God, do, we pray thee, draw near to us again as we seek to approach unto thee, as we seek to call upon thy name, as we seek thy gracious presence with us, Lord, and as we seek, Lord, thy Spirit to come upon us, without which, Lord, all our worship, our prayers, and our praises shall all be empty, and our gathering shall be vain. And oh, we do pray, Lord, draw each of our hearts unto thee in faith and in love, in devotion to thy name. And oh, may it be, Lord, this time, that thou wouldest bless us each with a seeking frame of heart and of mind. Look upon us, Lord. We're poor, we're needy, and much, Lord, that we have sung in that first hymn, all those things, Lord, that we truly feel day by day. Oh, how poor we are, how needy we are, how helpless we are. O Lord, do come to us. Lord, we pray thee, lift us up above ourselves. Thou knowest how often we call upon thee and tell thee, Lord, how spiritually impoverished we are. Oh, but Lord, we do pray that prayer of the church may be our prayer. Draw me, we will run after thee. O Lord, if thou wilt draw, then there will be a running, Lord. And Lord, a desire, a love for thy name, for thy gospel grace, for thy word and thy truth. O do come and feed our souls. Bless us with a living portion, Lord. May we know what it is to be reapers in Zion, seeking, Lord, a few handfuls of purpose for our never-dying immortal souls to live upon thy word, to live upon thy promises, to live upon doctrine and upon truth. And oh, to thank thee and to praise thee, Lord, for all covenant blessings, covenant mercies, and that thou art that one Lord who truly hath been with us to bring us through our course, that we are in thy hands, under thy care. Thou hast supplied all our needs. And, O Lord, we do thank thee for these mercies. And we come now dependent and trusting in and upon thee alone, that thou wilt come and do something for us, each one of us, Lord, the eldest to the youngest. Lord, we pray thee, may none of us, Lord, be left destitute of anything good, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased to bestow upon us. May we know that grace that saves sinners, Lord. May we know that grace that humbles. May we know that grace that gives repentance. May we know that grace that pardons and forgives all our sins and iniquities. We want to know something, Lord, of this grace, this saving grace, this grace distinguishable grace, separating grace. Oh, do come, Lord, reveal and manifest thyself unto each one of us, that we might be enabled to speak well of thy name and those things that thou hast done for us in the person of thy dearly beloved Son. We do thank thee, Lord, for the blessedness of his gift, of thy gift to sinners, and that thou didst in thy rich mercy, Lord, save and redeem through him. And thou, Lord, we understand that grace, and that grace that should come to us, unworthy recipients of it, Lord. But oh, that grace that redeemed and saved, help us, Lord, then each one, we pray for each one that gather, that everyone here may know that sovereign grace. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that not one here that shall be left out of the secret of Christ's dying love to sinners. But, oh, draw each soul to thyself, Jesus, draws the chosen race by his sweet, resistless grace. Lord, appear to each one of us that we're not left, Lord, to go on in that careless way and manner, feeling, Lord, indifferent about our never-dying immortal souls, and not to be left, Lord, into the understanding that we come to thy house, that we sing thy praise, that we call upon thy name in prayer, and that we are those, Lord, that love to read thy word, Lord. Oh, blessings are these, Lord, but oh, they won't save in and of themselves. Something we do believe, Lord, must be known and felt in respect of sin, that sin that is found in us by and through the Adam fall, born in sin. And oh, Lord, it may appear to be such a mystery that the way and the knowledge of sin is to be brought to know that grace that saves. But Lord, it is so. And oh, Lord, we do pray that each one here may be made sensible of their sin. Through thy Spirit, Lord, teach them, for all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. We do pray, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased to afflict each soul, Lord, with a knowledge of sin, that they may each indeed be brought to that saving grace in Jesus. And thou knowest how that we pray for these mercies to belong, Lord, to those with whom we know, those with whom we worship with, those, Lord, of our families, those in relations, those our children and our children's children. O Lord, do hear our prayers and our petitions in respect of them, Lord. Oh, that they may be brought, Lord, to know and to feel after thee through a sense and a knowledge of their sinnership. Lord, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to gather in through thy grace. We pray for these mercies, Lord, that thou wilt appear in thine almighty power, change the heart, renew the will, turn their feet to Zion's hill. Nothing is too hard for thee, Lord. Thou didst change us, Lord. Oh, that thou didst change that awful man, Manasseh. Thou didst change that 500 pence debtor, Lord. Thou didst change that wicked man, Saul of Tarsus, Lord. And he was brought to admire that grace that saves sinners, and his delight to preach Christ and him crucified, a wonderment of grace to a sinner. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear then in thy rich mercy. We thank thee, Lord, for this evening sacrifice. O Lord, we do pray that our time spent together may be a good time and a profitable time, and that thy name shall have the glory and the praise. We do pray, Lord, continue to hear all the prayers and the petitions that are offered up in this thy house of prayer. O Lord, do hear them, the prayers, the deacons and the prayers of the members, Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest be unto them prayer hearing and prayer answering. Undertake for them, Lord, and the many things that they may make request unto thee. We do pray, Lord, appear in thy rich mercy. Give answers of peace, Lord. And that there may be a gathering in, Lord, we pray thee, into this church, those whom thou hast ordained to eternal life. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that there may be those, Lord, that shall come forth and speak what thou hast done for their souls. We commit these things into thine ever merciful hands, Lord. We live in a dark and an evil day, Lord. Oh, but what a mercy it is that thou wouldest be pleased to pluck many brands from the burning, Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest in thy rich mercy, Lord, draw sinners to thyself, that they might know thee in thy salvation. Be with all of thy people, Lord, in all parts and places, the tried, the afflicted, the tempted, or the poor, Lord, and the helpless ones, the weak ones, Lord. Be with them, Lord, in all their path. Uphold them, Lord, and help them to continue, Lord, in thy name, in the path that thou hast ordained for them, Lord. Give them that gracious patience in tribulation, and help them and support them and strengthen them in thy word, Lord. And help them to lean and to trust in and upon thee, the rock, Christ Jesus. And oh, that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. We do pray, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest appear for them. Oh, but do help them to be still and to know that thou art God. Oh, the eternal God is thy refuge underneath the everlasting arms. Oh, Lord, we do pray that they may know and feel those ever-blessed and gracious arms beneath them, keeping them, preserving them, upholding them. But, oh, we do pray, Lord, that they might be found submissive to thy holy sovereign will, Lord, in all their path, and that, Lord, it may be, Lord, that they may be those all things that work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. O Lord, we do pray that where sin abounds, that thy grace might much more abound, O Lord. So do undertake, Lord, keep us each from sin, keep us each from the enemy of souls, keep us from temptation, Lord, keep and preserve us to thyself, Lord. We cannot keep ourselves, Lord, thou knowest, and how that we commit these things to thee day by day, that thou wilt, Lord, wall us round about in the fire of thy love and grace and providence. Put a shield about us, Lord, to protect and defend, Lord, and hold us fast in thy covenant of grace, Lord. Oh, we do pray, we need all the helps in the way, Lord, the supports and the strengths, Lord. We shall never come through our course, Lord, without thy gracious hand, without, Lord, thou wilt bring us forth by thy gracious power, with faith in our hearts, that faith that will help us to overcome at the last, Lord. Oh, do, Lord, bestow it upon us, Lord, we pray thee. And so be with us each, Lord, be with thy people here that gather together week by week in thy name. Draw near to them, each one, Lord, and help, we pray thee, the deacons in the word, in thy truth, Lord, picking and choosing the hymns, Lord, and that, Lord, that is, Lord, spiritually a blessing to the souls of thy people here. Oh, be their helper, Lord, in all the work and the administration of this thy house, and do hear their prayers, Lord, in respect of these things. We do pray, Lord, then be with us. We seek thy word, Lord, that word to sustain us, and that word to bring us again near to thee, Lord, and that word to do us good, to build us up, to edify us, to sustain us inwardly and spiritually in our souls. And we do pray, Lord, grant it to each one of us here. We pray thee, and Lord, may it be that each one of us shall be able to say through thy word that we have been with Jesus. Help thy servant, Lord, to speak in thy name the unsearchable riches of thee, Lord Jesus Christ. Be mouth, matter, and wisdom for him, Lord. We pray thee, put thy word into his earthen vessel and help him through thy spirit to speak in thy name, and open the hearts of thy people here that they may be made attentive to thy word, Lord. And oh, may sower and reaper rejoice together and we ask these mercies in and through the name and person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 761. Show pity, Lord. O Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. Are not thy mercies large and free? May not a sinner trust in thee? Hymn 761.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 6, reading the last clause of verse 23. Prophecy of Daniel, chapter 6, reading the last clause of verse 23. Because he believed in his God. Because he believed in his God. I have preached from this before. I think it may have been at our own chapel, but it came upon my spirit last evening. Pray that the Lord will help me to say one or two things about these few words, but very, very precious words, dear friends. Because he believed in his God. It may be thought by our younger friends that gather together that when Daniel was thrust into the den of lions, that he was but a young man. But in fact, he was quite an old man. The captivity was over 70 years, according to the word of the Lord. And Daniel was about 15 or 16 years old when he was led forth into the captivity. So Daniel, I believe, was in his latter 80s at this time, quite an old man. But it was an experience that Daniel was going to be brought to pass through. Daniel was going to prove the faithfulness of his God. He was going to see the gracious hand of his God. He was going to see the mercy of his God. And Daniel was going to be blessed because he knew this, that his God was a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. I just want to come into our text by opening up just one or two points in respect of the experience that Daniel was brought to pass through, the context of these words of our text. One of the mercies that belonged to Daniel was this. In chapter 9, the angel Gabriel came to him and said, O Daniel, greatly beloved. Ah, that is the secret, dear friends. That is the secret of the union between Daniel and his God. O Daniel, greatly beloved. What a precious word, dear friends. But it is a word that belongs to each and every one of the Lord's dear people. Everyone. Greatly beloved. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God's distinguishing love towards some of lost mankind is the greatest mercy that can come to any poor soul. It is that God should love any one of us. Found in the ruin of the fall, dead in trespasses and in sins, deserving the wrath of God, deserving a never-ending eternity in hell for our sins? And yet God loved us, dear friends. I do have difficulty at times to be enabled to come into the wonderment of this love. But it is in these words, dear friends, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. There is the love, dear friends. Daniel knew that love. God so loved the world, that is where we were, in the world, in our sins, our iniquities, living to the world, that is where we were. But God so loved the world. It is a wonderment of grace, dear friends, a wonderment of God's love, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, believeth on him. Daniel believed in his God. He believed, dear friends, when he was brought to see and to feel his need as a sinner. And what a mercy that the Holy Spirit will be the teacher. The Holy Spirit that shall convince and convict us of our sins and iniquities. Father, Son, and Spirit, dear friends, all in harmony together in the salvation of a poor, guilty sinner. And it is the Holy Spirit that will begin. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. And the Holy Spirit, always knowing the mind, the revealed mind and will of God, will come to every soul, dear friends, every sinner whom God gave to Jesus to save and to redeem in covenant engagements. Not one of them shall be left out, dear friends. Have we got an interest in this for our poor souls? And the Lord met with Daniel because he was loved with an everlasting love. Yes, it was by through sacrifice and so forth and offering, but his faith was in Jesus. His faith was in him that should come. It was his only hope for his poor soul. When Daniel would be burdened with his sin, which he would, we will never know, dear friends, the blessedness and the enjoyment and the sweetness of peace and pardon and forgiveness unless we have been brought to know and to feel our sins and iniquities. But the Lord, in his providence, will meet with every one of his children. He met with Daniel. And pray, dear friends, that he will meet with everyone here, the eldest to the youngest, that gather together continually in his name, that they might so find that favor and blessing to their souls, that Christ came in a very real and personal way, just for thy soul, to save thee and to redeem thee. Jesus knows of all for whom he would suffer at Calvary. He came and laid down his life and procured salvation for every one of them, and the blessing and the truth is in this, that everyone who were given to him, not one of them shall be cast out, but they will be brought to him to be saved and redeemed. Now Daniel was a child of God's love. Oh, Daniel, greatly beloved. And that is the grand title given to each and every one of the Lord's dear people. Greatly beloved. Think of it. Embrace it in thy poor soul, dear friends. Because that is where Christ's dying love will fix itself and seal itself through the Spirit of God. A testimony and a witness that Christ died for our sins. Now Daniel was much favoured and much blessed. He was faithful, and there was an excellent spirit within Daniel. And King Darius knew of it. He saw it. But it was probably told King Darius of Daniel in previous years, and how that he was an interpreter, and how that he had spoken the word of the Lord. Now these presidents and these princes, they were raised up in the land, of course, but Daniel was above them. Oh, he was above them, and the Lord was in it. Oh, dear friends, the Lord was in it. They became envious. And we spake a little this morning, dear friends, about the wicked. And they conspired against Daniel. They came together. And they put forth a plan. They were going to get rid of Daniel. They didn't want him. He stood in their way of promotion. And they took counsel against him. How did they do it? They used Daniel's God, dear friends. Oh, how solemn that is. They came to Daniel through Daniel's God. Now this truth, they conspired, they brought forth a decree and a statute, and they put it forth to King Darius, and King Darius sealed it. It's a very solemn matter, dear friends, to conspire against the Lord's dear people, because every weapon that is formed against them will never prosper. If I just... That word, there's a little bit more to that word which is applicable to this. If I can just find it. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Dear friends, their tongue did rise against Daniel. Now, it's a very solemn matter for King Darius to take this decree and this statute upon him. Because what does it do? It's this, that King Darius was raised up to be an idol, that there were none to call upon any god save King Darius. That made him an idol, dear friends. Very solemn business. There is one true and living God. That is our God. And he is the God that rules on high. He is the God of his people. And he is the God who is a faithful God. And he is a God, dear friends, who dwells with and in the midst of us. The true and the living God is our God. And there shall be no other God but our God. Now the decree went forth. But oh, wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Oh, dear friends, because he believed in his God. He wasn't going to turn away from his God. He still went forth into his house and he still prayed towards Jerusalem, still prayed towards his God. These are what these wicked counselors determined. And it came to pass. And this is the wonderful truth. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, what did he know about that writing? He knew the lion's den. And yet he still went forth to his house and prayed to the Lord his God. Daniel was faithful, wasn't he? He wasn't ashamed of his God. And dear friends, he wasn't going to be moved or stirred, dear friends, in respect of what that decree meant, that anyone who prayed to any other god except Darius would be put into the den of lions. He believed in his God. Without, it was faith, dear friends, a believing faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Daniel went to his house and prayed unto the Lord his God. Dear friends, we must never be ashamed of our God. Daniel knew that he was being watched. Let us never be ashamed of our God, dear friends. Jesus wasn't ashamed of thy soul, dear friends, upon the cross. He despised the shame. He wasn't ashamed of thee. No. Let us never be ashamed of our God. Paul could say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the grace of God. Something to that likeness. I can just find it. But let us never be ashamed, not one of us. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Let us not be ashamed, dear friends. Let us not be ashamed before men. Daniel wasn't ashamed before men. No. Daniel was faithful to his God and he loved his God. And his God owned him, and his God blessed him, and his God favoured him. And Daniel wasn't going to be moved away from his God. And in all our troubles, dear friends, our trials, our difficulties, or whatever they may be, let us come to our God. Let us tell him everything. A truth came to pass here in respect of the dedication of the temple. if you can just bear with me, that any that were taken captive or led away into another land, Solomon prayed this. Yet if they should bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart, with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land. That is where Daniel is now fixed, towards their land. And that was the place, dear friends, where God's abode was. Remembering the temple, dear friends, the presence of God. And it was there, still looked towards that land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain thy cause. Dear friends, that was a prayer answered, wasn't it, in respect of Daniel? Oh, his cause was answered, dear friends. He committed his whole cause unto his God, because he believed in his God. What a mercy it is to believe in the Lord our God. He believed in the Lord his God. Now, dear friends, there's something else here. Death was before Daniel. Death, the lion's den. Let us not forget that. Daniel was not ashamed. He went before the Lord his God. And Daniel would be submissive to the Lord's will. Whatever the will of the Lord might be, Daniel would be submissive to that will. Now, death was before him, just in that same way that death was before the martyrs. Many times they were bidden to recant. But they would not, because they believed in their God. The burning stake was before them. They would not recant. Dear friends, this is believing faith, isn't it? I heard a poor deacon once say, when I just mentioned about the martyrs, quite some time ago now, but he said, I don't know how I would have been. I don't know just how I would have been. You see, the burning stake was before them. We will need to pray for grace. We will need believing faith. We will need trusting in our God, to hang upon him and to know his will. But they didn't recant. They went to the burning stake. Now death was before them. Death is before us all. Do we know what a day may bring forth? Death is before us all. Just marked two hymns off. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Hymn 698, and the last verse is, but if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, Thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. Yes, dear friends, death is now upon the road, and it is on the road for every one of us. God has determined our days upon the earth, whether we are young or whether we are aged. Our days have been determined. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. My times, says David, are in his hand. Now, dear friends, this truth, where stands the case, my soul, with thee? Have we got those credentials, dear friends? Daniel had them. Daniel was in submission to his God, to the will of his God. But he had a hope, dear friends. What did he have a hope in? Oh, the glorious truth, dear friends. Isn't it Jesus that has conquered and overcome death for all of his people? And dear friends, is overcome and conquered death. And what is it, dear friends? It is that sin, isn't it, that was within us. It's the sting of death that has been removed, you see. Oh, that is the blessing, dear friends, isn't it? There is the way to heaven. It's through his precious blood. That sin, the sting of death, dear friends, has been removed. Hymn 492, just bear with me if I just three verses. Ye Christians, hear the joyful news. Death has received a deadly bruise. Our Lord has made his empire fall, and conquered him, and conquered all. Though doomed are all men once to die, yet we by faith death's power defy. We soon shall feel his bands unbound, awakened by the archangel's sound. The trump of God shall rend the rocks, and open adamantine locks. Come forth the dead from death's dark dome, and Jesus' call is ransomed home. Dear friends, oh, we got something, dear friends, of the dear Lord Jesus in our poor hearts. He's our forerunner. He has conquered. He has overcome. He has gone before us. Oh, isn't this the hope? Isn't this the anchor in our poor soul? What Christ has done, he has for us entered, and we shall follow him, you see. Oh, and that, dear friends, will put a sweetness upon whatever shall come to pass in respect of us. Because Jesus has already passed through it, hasn't he? Yes, and he rose again, and the church will rise again. Yes, our dust shall rise again, come back again into a body, body and soul together. Wonderful truth, Jesus rose from the dead. And that was the hope of Daniel. Why? Because he believed in his God, dear friends. He trusted in his God that it would be well with him. Have we got something in our poor soul, dear friends, that will bear testimony that it will be well with us? We want something. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, can bless us with it. This truth, Daniel had a hope, and his trust was in his God. He believed in his God. He was in the hands of his God. He was under the mercy of his God. He was under the care of his God. And he committed all to his God. Is that what we're doing, friends? King Darius, he had a sleepless night, you know. Poor man. Daniel had a wonderful night. And these counsellors here, with all their conniving and craft, they were thinking, yes, they thought that Daniel would be done away with. They didn't make any consideration about Daniel's God, dear friends. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Daniel was thrust into the lion's den. And he went in with faith in his heart, dear friends. Faith in his heart. He believed in his God. And then King Darius came early to the cage, to the den, and said unto Daniel, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? He says, is thy God. It's, dear friends, how terrible it is. He couldn't say, is my God able to deliver thee? No, he says, is thy God able to deliver thee? Oh, dear friends, how awful it is not to know that God is our God. He says, is thy God. And he didn't know God. And what a terrible place and a position he was in. An awful place. Thy God. He couldn't say, my God. Do we want this, dear friends, for ourselves? Do we want to know God to be our God? Can we say, my God? You see? My God? Servant of the living God? Oh, he knew that Daniel's God was a living God. But he didn't know him as his God. You see, oh, it's so important, dear friends. I've worked with many wicked men, evil men, and yet they believe in God. They've told me so. What do they know about him, dear friends? Do they know this grace that came to sinners? Do they know the especial and blessed gift of his dearly beloved Son in salvation? Do they know the mercy of God, God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he hath loved us? You see, my God. And this true servant of the living God. Oh, dear friends, it is a wonderful truth to serve God. To walk before him, to follow him, to serve him, to honour him, to worship at his feet, to serve him. Oh, let it be our portion, dear friends, all our days, but to know him to be our God and say, my God. Then Daniel could say, my God. And that is what we want, isn't it, dear friends? My God hath sent his angel. And hath shut the lion's mouths. It must have been, dear friends, a wonderful evening or a wonderful night to Daniel. It must have been a night or an evening dwelling in rest and peace, because his angel was with him, and it was the angel of the covenant. Oh, it was that same one that wrestled with poor Jacob. Oh, it was that same one that came to Manoah and to his wife and did wondrously. It was that same one that was found in the midst of the fiery furnace. There was four, not three. That same one. And this is him here, the dear Lord Jesus, who revealed himself on many occasions in the Old Testament dispensation, bearing a testimony, dear friends, to the Old Testament saints. Yes, that he will come, that he will come upon the earth, and he will come and save his people from their sins. What a wonderful time it was then for Daniel. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths. What a mercy this is then, dear friends, that Jesus, you know, he will come to the help and to the need of all his dear people, whatever their circumstances, whatever their needs. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, he that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, dear friends, this is he, the Lord Jesus. And what a sweet union and a fellowship that would have been enjoyed. See Jesus as God, dear friends, the creator of all things, the creator of all the animals, and he only that can shut the lion's mouth, dear friends. This Jesus, our Jesus, our God, shut the lion's mouths, withdrew their hunger and their awful nature, dear friends. My God hath sent his angel, and this is our mercy, deliverance. And see how God cares for his people. See how he protects them. See how he defends them. See how they're always in the heart of his love, dear friends. See how he will put a wall of fire round about them, the wall of his grace and providence. See, dear friends, how they're shielded about in grace. I just think of that word in Romans chapter 8, dear friends, who began with the love of God. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who can speak against them? Who can commit anything against them, dear friends? Divine permission. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The Lord will keep and preserve his people. He will watch over them. They're the purchase of his precious blood, dear friends. They belong to him, divinely owned, divinely blessed, and he will preserve them. So, dear friends, what was the blessing that came to Daniel? because he believed in his God. Faith, dear friends, whatsoever may be before us, dear friends, whatever may be in our path, Daniel, it came upon him in his experience, dear friends. It wasn't anything that he thought that would come into his path. And dear friends, we do not know what will come into our path. Come to God, dear friends. Commit thy cause to him. Let him manage. Let him govern. Let him rule. Let him reign. It will be, dear friends, to the glory of his name, and also to thy everlasting praise and adoration of him. Oh, it will, dear friends. Now Daniel committed himself into the hands of his God. May we commit our into his hands. Our time is gone. May the Lord bless his few remarks. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £665, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Adrian Pickett will preach tomorrow evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 714. Why so cast down, dejected soul? A loving Christ is near. Thy broken bones he can make whole, and drooping spirit cheer. Hymn 714.
atone and bless the services of thy house this day to the glory of thy great and holy name. Pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss or sinful with us, Lord. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Watch over us, preside over all our affairs, and help us prayerfully to commit our all into thy hands. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.